One of the most puzzling parables that Jesus told came in response to a request from his disciples for him to increase their faith. And he asked them this question: which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, "Come at once and sit down to eat"? But will he not rather say to him, "Prepare something for my supper and gird yourself and serve me till I have eaten and drunk, and after you will eat and drink"? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all those things which you are commanded, say, "We are unprofitable servants. We have done what was our duty to do." That is kind of a shocking statement by the Lord Jesus there, and I think shock is exactly what it is designed to do. Because in our fallenness, we have a tendency to want to have some kind of a employer-employee, merit-based, works-based relationship with God, as long as we can negotiate a favorable employment contract. The rules aren't too bad, the wages are pretty good, the benefits are pretty good. And we have such a mindset in this way that we tend to read it back into the Garden of Eden before man's fall into sin. We want to see Adam and Eve being charged with earning or meriting eternal life. And we say, well, it was a pretty good deal, you know, because they didn't have any sin operating within them. They had everything they needed to be able to do that. But we want to read that like our original relationship with God was like an employer-employee relationship. And it only became this loving, gracious relationship where God is making us his sons and daughters. That all started after we fell into sin, as though that were a response from sin. We also want to read it into the life of the Lord Jesus as though Jesus basically was like the perfect employee who made so many wages and he has this huge bank account, and that's how he saves us. He wire transfers some of his wages to us. And I think what Jesus is trying to do in this parable is to shock his disciples and to shock us out of this insistence of seeing our original fundamental relationship with God being one of an employer with an employee, where we were charged with keeping the company rule book and then making all the, you know, widgets, earning, meriting, and so forth, and building up our bank accounts, as it were. Because Jesus tells his disciples, "No longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends." In other words, Jesus is like the older brother, and we're like the younger brothers and the younger sisters. And he pulls us all in alongside himself so that we can have what he has as the one true and perfect son. Not the perfect employee, the perfect son. What's the difference between an employee and a son? Well, what an employee gets is a wage. An employee renders certain work that benefits the employer in a certain way, that adds something to the employer in a certain way, that then obligates, out of fairness and justice, the employer to pay a wage to the employee. That's what an employee gets. What does a son get? An inheritance. What is the son earning? Nothing. What is the son gaining? Everything. How? Not by adding some kind of value to the father, so that the father is now obligated to pay some kind of wage to the son or to the daughter, but by simply growing up into what they were born to be. Walking with the Father, learning the Father's ways, learning the Father's character, imitating the Father, reflecting the Father, joining in the Father's work, joining in the Father's project, making that kingdom project their own, growing up in what it means to be royal in that sense. An inheritance is not something you can earn, but it is something you can forfeit. You can trash it. You can stomp on it. You can spit on it. You can walk away from it. And how do you do that? You refuse to grow up into it. You refuse to grow up into what you were made to be, a son or a daughter. You refuse to identify with the Father, to embrace His character, to embrace His ways, to love Him, to walk with Him. But you're not earning anything. And so what Jesus is saying here basically is, do you want to think about earning? Do you want to think of yourself as an employee and God as an employer, that was the fundamental relationship we were made for? And Jesus is saying, you better think about it. You better think about it. Because if that's the way it is, then when you have done everything that you're supposed to do, when you have loved God with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your strength perfectly, and you have loved your neighbor as yourself perfectly, then you say, I am an unprofitable servant. I have only done that which was my duty to do. Jesus is saying, if you're going to think of things in terms of earnings and wages and so forth, you can never, ever go beyond what we owe God because of all of His free love to us from the beginning, starting with making us in His image as His sons and daughters. We can never go beyond all that we owe Him so that we obligate Him to pay us some kind of a wage. Jesus says, is that how you want to think? Because this is where you end up. I think He's trying to shock us out of this way of thinking and to make us start thinking like sons and daughters. What were Adam and Eve supposed to earn? God had already made them in His own image. God had already placed them in the Garden of Eden, which He made for them. God had already told them, freely eat of the tree of life. And yet we want to say that they were working to merit eternal life. God's already given them eternal life. And what do we call it when somebody gives somebody good things, somebody bestows favor on somebody in an unmerited way? What do we call that? What do we call unmerited favor? Grace? What was it that Adam and Eve were receiving prior to the fall? Unmerited favor? What did they do to merit being made in God's image? What did they do to merit being given to one another? What did they do to merit being placed in the Garden of Eden? What did they do to merit being told, freely eat of the tree of life? Absolutely nothing. Where's wage in this? Where's the employer and the employee in this? There isn't one. What are they supposed to merit? Nothing. What are they supposed to do? Inherit everything. How? Grow up. Grow up into what God made you to be. Grow up as a son and a daughter. Walk with God. Trust Him. Love Him. Believe Him. He's proven His love to you. This dragon in the garden speaking to you about what is God really after him has done nothing for you. You know everything about God's character. Because he made you when he didn't need you. He gave you everything when he didn't need to. You know everything you need to know about God's character. You know nothing about the dragon's character. You have every reason to believe God and to trust his word. You have no reason to believe the dragon's word. They're simply supposed to grow up and walk with God. That's what we're supposed to do. And it is one of the signs, I think one of the greatest signs of our fallenness and of how sin can cling to us, that we are so persistent in wanting to say, no, we're not sons and daughters. We're employees. We just want a good deal. Jesus wants us to come out of that. He wants us to stop thinking like that altogether.